Well, I began this show by mentioning the numbers of people who die in pothole-related accidents in our country. Every year, 11,386. The number is astounding. In fact, that's the number for 2016. That's the number between 2013 and 2016. 11,386 deaths and 36,421 injuries. Now, a lot of these deaths are caused by a sense of people just not caring. Whatever will happen. Who really cares? Well, this investigation is from Bengaluru, where people have lost their lives in pothole accidents. But for some bizarre reason, contractors who built the roads in the first place are just not found to be answerable.
Anthony Joseph and Sagai Mary lost their life while trying to avoid the pothole on Sirsi Circle flyover in October. The flyover was freshly asphalted in 2014. It lies all potholed within just 3 years. According to sources, the BBMP asked the contractors, Artery Infra Projects, to repair the road under the defect liability period clause. The contractor didn't respond. But there has been no concrete action. Bengaluru's civic body launched a pothole filling drive after a spate of accidents. But what about erring contractors? They make a killing while people pay the price. In case of the Sirsi Circle flyover, just a recommendation has been sent to take over contractors' security deposit and BBMP finish the patchwork on its own. Public money spent over a private company shirking its duty. But shortage of funds is not the reason for Bengaluru's back-breaking roads.
Documents accessed by NDTV show that in excess of 1,000 crores has been spent on city's roads in the last 1.5 years. But a good monsoon year has exposed the substandard work. The government, instead of taking action against the contractors, is blaming the record rainfall for the havoc.
The BBMP claims most of the damaged roads are being repaired by contractors who are bound by the defect liability period clause. But the municipality's record in making guilty contractors pay is dubious. Even after 30,000 potholes surfaced in the city, resulting in loss of lives, no contractor has been blacklisted so far this year. The Technical Vigilance Committee last year suspected that fresh funds were released to fill potholes using the Python filling machines, even though the contractors had to repair the roads if they developed potholes within the 36 months liability period.
Contractors will not be allowed for a period of time not to take up the fresh works in any tender or anything. That is, that's why it is called as blacklisted by the same contractors without any cost liability on the BBMP.
In the coming months, the state government will be spending nearly 2,000 crores on city's road infrastructure, with nearly 1,000 crores being spent on building around 100 kilometer of concrete roads alone. But the opposition BJP is alleging that the ruling party is trying to make some quick money by kickbacks ahead of the elections. Party has moved the Anti-Corruption Bureau, alleging that white-topping or concrete road contract terms have been tweaked around to favour a few contractors. And the government cleared tenders which were 32% to 34% higher than the government engineer's estimates, leading to corruption.
Project cost, estimated cost, and that's 2 times just the 1 year turnover here back with Bangalore and Yaro Sigala. BBMP contractor Satrairala. Total estimated cost and on project 50%. ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಆಫ್ ವರ್ಕಲ್ಲಿ ಆತ ಮಾಡಿರಬೇಕು ಅನ್ನೋದು ಒಂದು. ಈ ಎರಡೂ ಕಾರಣದಿಂದ ಬೇರೆ ಯಾರೂ ಪಾರ್ಟಿಸಿಪೇಟ್ ಮಾಡೋಕ್ಕಾಗಲ್ಲ. ಹೀಗಾಗಿ ಜಾರ್ಜು ಅವರೇ ಸೆಲೆಕ್ಟ್ ಮಾಡಿದಂಥ ಕಾಂಟ್ರಾಕ್ಟರ್ಸ್ಗೆ ಈ ಪ್ರಾಜೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಕಾಂಟ್ರಾಕ್ಟ್ ಸಿಗೋ ರೀತಿಯಲ್ಲಿ ಅವರು.
ದ ಗವರ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಓಪನ್ ಟು ಎನಿ ಪ್ರೋಬ್ ಬಟ್ ನಾಟ್ ಪೊಲಿಟಿಕಲ್ ಮಟ್ ಸ್ಲಿಂಗಿಂಗ್.
ದ ಸೆಂಟ್ರಲ್ ಗವರ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ಪೆಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಲ್ಯಾಕ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೋರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ರುಪೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ದರ್ ಕಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕಟ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಇಫ್ ದೇ ಗಾಟ್ ಎನಿ ಎವಿಡೆನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ದನ್ ಪ್ರೊಡ್ಯೂಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಸಿಂಪ್ಲಿ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ದ ಕಟ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಬಿಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ ಮೇಬಿ.
Bengalurians are hoping that the thousands of crores being spent now doesn't go down the drain next monsoon. In Bengaluru, with cameraman Govind and Kumar, Harish Upadhyay for NDTV.
Well, we're going to be having a debate in just a few moments from now. We're going to be joined by the BJP and the Congress, their spokespersons on the situation in Bengaluru. But earlier this evening, I spoke to Kiran Mazumdar Shaw, the CMD of Biocon. She's a prominent citizen, a prominent Bangalorean, and somebody who has views on this subject. I began by asking her to respond or to state her views on all of these reports which hold that contractors are literally not doing enough. People have died as a result of contractors making these shoddy roads, and the municipal corporation is allegedly doing nothing in terms of taking action against the contractors. Here's what she said.
Well, I think, you know, I have to basically give you a very different perspective. I believe that Bangalore has suffered a lot because of substandard work by contractors when it comes to roads. And I think these unprecedented rains that we have seen in recent times has actually shown up the worst of Bangalore roads. But having said that, I am a member of the Vision Group, and I can tell you that the government is actually seriously trying to address the whole road issue. And a lot of money is being spent on creating, you know, pretty good quality arterial roads. So we are seeing a lot of, you know, effort being made to go in for white toppings, better sort of specifications for roads and so on and so forth. And yes, I think the government has, trying to kind of address these potholes with some kind of...
But ma'am, I must ask you, why is
which
it...
well executed.
Why is it the case that even after 30,000 potholes surfaced in the city, some of which resulted in the loss of lives, no contractor has been blacklisted so far this year? That is the real issue. The government, the municipality may be fixing roads, but what about accountability? Why doesn't it fall at the doorstep of contractors? And that's where there are all sorts of allegations of the municipality being hand in glove with some contractors and the like. But don't you believe that some more action needed to have taken place?
Well, you know, I would just say that the various contractors have been given this task of filling potholes. And I think we don't have a good system to track down who's doing a good job and who's doing a bad job. I think this is something that we have to address. But on the other hand, I think the contractors who are doing the important arterial roads actually are being monitored. I know that from the Vision Group, several members are actually monitoring the quality of the roads. Because I think we as citizens almost have to play an important role. Yep. If we want good quality workmanship.
But ma'am, let me ask you this, bottom line, why are we discussing this? In as much as we are discussing a reality in Bangalore, we are also looking at a situation across the country. 36,000 plus people died between 2013 and 2016, according to the government's own reports in pothole related accidents. I mean, it's astounding. We just don't seem to know about this or talk about it.
It is shocking. It is appalling, shocking, and unacceptable. I think we as a country, and I think the Road Transport Ministry must take very stringent measures to make sure that these contractors are booked. Because you're right. I mean, you know, we know that the work is shoddy. We know that in the past, roads have been very poorly constructed. And potholes happen because they are very badly done in the first place. So this is, we are paying the price of years of shoddy work. Now we are all waking up and trying to, improve roads. But we are paying the price for very shoddy work over decades.
Okay. Ma'am, I'd like to thank you very much. And I need to quickly move on to my debate this evening. We've not got very much time to look at the situation in Bengaluru. Joining us now, Brijesh Kalapa, spokesperson of the Congress. Thanks very much for being with us. Malavika Avinash, spokesperson of the Karnataka BJP. And Srinivas Alavili, the convener of the Citizens for Bengaluru Group. Malavika, let me just come to you first. The municipality now says that irrespective of what contractors may or may not have done, they are fixing roads. They have assigned a budget. There is more than 1,000 crores towards road construction, which includes filling potholes. And so they're not denying that there have been problems, but they say they're dealing with it. Do you accept this argument?
Let me begin by saying that if you have heard what I did from the in-charge minister of Bengaluru, Mr. K.J. George, he is in complete denial. He is in complete denial of what is going on. In fact, the state government refused to accept that the 8 odd deaths that occurred 2 months ago, when the rains happened in Bengaluru, they refused to accept that it was because of the potholes. So first, I think they need to accept that the work is shoddy and then go into why it is shoddy. When Sampath Kumar, mayor of Bengaluru, took over on 29th of September 2017, he himself was quoted to have said that there are 33,000 potholes in Bengaluru. Now, how many of them have been filled?
Let me put that to Mr. Kalappa.
But when it comes to fund allocation,
yes.
When it let me complete, sir. I think I deserve a chance to complete, and then he can respond. I will keep quiet when he responds.
Carry on, ma'am, carry on.
May I finish? See, you will have to understand the kind of fund allocation that happens for these kind of potholes filling. Between 2016 and 2017, April to September, 34 crores have been spent just on pothole filling. October, November 2017, 11 crores, so that is 45 crores. Road Infrastructure Department spends 4,878 crores between 2014 and 2017. Between 2016 and 2017, they have spent about 1,067 crores.
Has been done.
So what happened to the liability on the contractor?
Okay, so let me,
how
let
many
let
contractors
let me
have been booked?
Place
and what happened to the
Mr.
ward
Kalappa,
grant?
Because you've raised lots
the ward
of
grant of 20 lakhs each
okay.
to the 198
okay.
wards.
Mr.
Where
Kalappa,
is that money
lots
gone?
Lots of statistics over there. The bottom
so
line is not enough is being done and lots
but
of question
no
marks. On the role of contractors, what has the municipality done?
First, I'll speak about the statistics.
There are multiple spends under
first,
multiple
speak,
heads.
Go ahead.
First, let me speak
we
about the statistics.
We are bound to believe that
okay,
there
ma'am,
must be
now let him answer. Now let him answer,
the
ma'am.
Money.
Ma'am, now let him answer. Yes.
See, first about the statistics. The last time you remember, there was a steel bridge which the BJP had originally conceived of and which would have removed a large amount of traffic away from Bangalore roads. The BJP made a similar allegation. They said that they brought out a diary and they said there's so much of money has exchanged hands and that's the reason this Congress government is going along with
I
the steel
I think
he
bill. Should answer my
now, the
questions
point is,
instead of
now,
digressing.
They're now making
a
very similar allegation.
Let him answer
that,
my
one minute, Malavika. This is not
let
that kind of a debate.
Digress.
This is not that kind of a debate where we speak over each other. Please. So the point is that BJP is habituated to make these allegations. There are several authorities which they can approach, including the High Court, if they have made any serious allegations regarding corruption. But as far as the road condition is concerned, I think anybody will agree, and Ms. Majumdar just mentioned, that we have never seen these kind of rains over 130 years in Bengaluru.
But why should,
so any,
why
any,
should
any
rains
infra-
in 2016 and 2017 destroy roads?
2017. It's in 2017.
Yes, it indicates
and they continue till
God-awful construction in the
no,
first
I'm sure,
place.
No, that does, it doesn't indicate that. When I speak of 130 years unprecedented rains, it
so
means
that could destroy any
no,
road, right?
It, no, no, I'm saying
roads
that any,
supposed to
any infrastructure,
okay.
any infrastructure is permitted or designed to contain only a certain amount of rain. If these rains
but
are unprecedented, then certainly you will agree that you know there will be extraordinary damage to the roads.
Srinivas Alavilli, as a convener of Citizens for Bengaluru, do you accept this argument that the rainfall which took place was unprecedented and therefore the government has a reason to explain the condition of the roads? Do you accept that?
I accept that there has been a lot of rain and that's the only thing I accept and nothing else beyond that. On June 1st, 2010, Vishnu, there was a girl by name Sanjana. She's 17 years old. She was just walking on the footpath, on the pavement, and a wall collapsed on her and she died. She died. All right. So this is 2010. This is 7 years ago, 7.5 years ago. She was not driving. She was not bumped off a pothole and a truck didn't go on her. She was just walking, you know, from tuition to her home. And then everybody in Bangalore knows this story. Now, the Lokayukta of that time, Justice Santosh Hegde, who all of us know, immediately took the case, Suomoto, and conducted an investigation and identified that the contractor is at fault. And the corporator happens to be a BBMP corporator also. The contractor who did the work is also a counselor. And within a month, he's issued an FIR and called for arrest of that particular person.
So what is not
7 years later... 7 years later, that person has now gone off from being a corporator to an MLA and pretty influential MLA and nothing happens after that. Why I'm narrating this story to you is it's neither Congress nor BJP can have any explanation for this. Both of them are exactly in the same bucket here. They just don't care.
Sir, he's a Congress MLA. He's a Congress MLA. And there have been several FIRs against him.
2010 was when the BJP was.
And the government is refusing to act.
Ma'am, 2010 was when the BJP was in office.
Sir, he is now a Congress MLA. Mr. Brijesh Kalappa, have you heard of a name called Mr. Muniratna?
Yeah, but if he's not Congress MLA, he could certainly be an MLA, ma'am.
But I think the point that Mr. Srinivas
is referring to
is that it doesn't matter whether it's the Congress or the BJP. The larger issue is that you both failed.
And the
no,
even
I don't
larger
think you
issue,
should
Vishnu,
brush it with the same brush.
Vishnu,
I'm
even
sorry,
larger
I don't
issue
accept
is
it.
That. Even
but let's
larger
listen
issue
to the voice
that.
Of a citizen.
Even larger issue is that there is no. You asked why are the contractors not blacklisted? I'm trying to answer that. The contractors are not blacklisted. Never, ever, ever will be blacklisted because they are nothing but the stooges or the yes-men of the same corporators and the MLAs.
All right, Srinivas, I need to interrupt you there because we are completely out of time. I think we need to spend a lot more time understanding about the condition of the roads and why it is that the way it is presently. I'd like to thank all of you very much for joining us. We'll come back with more on this pressing subject on the condition of roads in Bengaluru, where so many people have lost their lives tragically as a result of potholes.